Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, first let's start with what happened last night. It had to do with a program called Afropop Worldwide.
Well, David, we came down to New York City, and we went to the 30th anniversary gala of Afropop, and it was quite an affair. A lot of people there. WAMC was recognized from the stage for carrying this program, which so many of our listeners love, and exemplifies the diversity that this station truly believes in. There were wonderful performances by African and other Caribbean and other performers. We all got to talk to Georges Colonnet, who was seated at our table, and we had a wonderful chat with him. We knew him when he was basically a kid all of those years ago, and now he's got white hair and is still an extraordinarily important cultural figure.
And, of course, the great program that we've carried on these airways, where you get to hear music from around the world that you're not going to really hear in most other spots.
No, you're not. And it's astounding how many radio stations were there. There were only three or four of us. One of them, we had a fascinating conversation with some of the people who run WNYE in New York, who carry a lot of our programs, including 51% and the book show. At least that's my understanding of it. And it was a great evening to see WAMC up there with WNYE and so many other stations that believe in diversity.
Well, hear, hear, for the program and for having it with us all these years. Alan, a breaking news story as we were conversing off air earlier this morning. We were talking about the Nobel Prize in Literature that will not be awarded now. They're going to award two next year. This is because they're embroiled, the Swedish Academy, in a scandal over a photographer, Jean-Claude Arnault, who has close ties. He's married to a member and has gotten funding for some cultural projects. He's been accused of at least 18 women of sexually assaulting, including the princess.
And that would be the crown princess. So this is a major scandal there. 18 people is a lot of people. And the charges involve groping, apparently. What is wrong with people groping?
Well, from there, let's talk about what's happening in the Massachusetts Senate with Stan Rosenberg, a Democrat from Amherst. He's stepping down after pressure from the governor and the attorney general and being censured.
Once again, David, news stories will tell you only so much. When a major figure like Stan Rosenberg, who, after all, was iconic in that he was the first gay senator to assume leadership of that Senate body. I think everybody wanted to see this succeed. When you see somebody like that fall, it sets back gay rights. It shouldn't, because it's only one individual who is doing something that is less than correct. And so you really regret the idea that somebody has used the position to help his at the time husband, who is now separated from him. We do know that he has been extremely censored by the powers that be. There must be more information that we don't know. That's my theory on all of this.
Let's go to New York City, Alan. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, is moving to bring safe injection sites to New York.
You know, David, there are some things that people don't like to acknowledge is a big problem, but heroin and opioids are huge problem. And that is complicated by the fact, and we know it, that needles are traded without the proper hygiene. Nobody wants to give up. Nobody wants to say, okay, you know, we'll have safe injection sites, or we'll have needle exchanges, or we'll have any of these things that will protect people. But in the end, that's what government is for. And I think it's a gutsy move on de Blasio's part.
Now to the national scene, Alan. Rudy Giuliani, we talked yesterday about his appearance on Hannity on Fox News. Now comes the headline, may have exposed Trump to new legal threats.
There's no question about it. Look, I've said from the beginning that they may have a little problem with Giuliani. This is a guy who has been hired as Trump's lawyer. Lawyers put the client first. I think Giuliani comes in and says, I'm going to clean up this mess. But in cleaning it up, he makes it even worse. Because basically, every station is playing the clip of Donald Trump coming out in this plane and makes the statement that he knows nothing and he knew nothing about the hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels. Now it turns out he was just a liar. And the White House is apparently in total disarray over all of this because they were left, as usual, without knowing that this thing was coming. My sense of it is that this is like a ball of yarn, and it is not going to wind itself back up again.
Does Giuliani survive?
Well, with this president, one would have to think that Giuliani doesn't survive, because now Giuliani has basically called the president a liar. So while it may well be that Giuliani survives, I think Giuliani joins a long list of other people like Scaramucci and some of the other guys, all of whom make a brief appearance on the world stage and then are gone. And I think it may well be that that's going to be Giuliani's fate, too.